Muscle Girls Inc., the next generation. Get full access into the world of women's bodybuilding, women's physique, figure, fitness, and bikini. Here are your hosts, Diana Dahlgren and Christina Voynich.
Welcome back to Muscle Girls Inc. This is Christina Voynich here with my hot, hot mama co-host, Diana Dahlgren.
What's up, girlfriend?
What's happening?
I'm so excited. You have no idea. Like, Phoenix is coming up. I think the last few days before a show, you're either really excited or you're like nervous or whatever. It's just, I think the time's going to fly for me because I'm leaving tonight to LA. I have a shoot tomorrow. I come home tomorrow night. I see my trainer Thursday morning and then I drive out to Phoenix and I'm going to get out there Thursday night. So it's kind of like, shit's just going to be rolling for the next few days. I'm excited.
How far of a drive is that for you then from LA?
You know what? I've driven out there a few times and it usually takes me about 5 hours. It's not a big deal.
You're pulling the road trip now, not me. How about that?
I love road trips too because, I mean, usually like before I started competing, I liked doing the whole flight thing and really like to Vegas, for instance, taking a flight real quick right over the mountain. Not a big deal. Take a taxi to the hotel. But it's like now that I'm competing, if I have bookings out there, I'd much rather just ask the company to reimburse my fuel to get out there because if I need to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go use the gym, like there's been numerous times where I haven't wanted to pay $40 to use like the Las Vegas resort gym. Like when I stay at the Venetian, the gym fee is like $40 a day or ridiculous like that.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, so I just, I much rather enjoy taking my car anywhere that I can because then that way I can drive to the gym, I can drive to the grocery store, something happens, I'm in control of the situation. Typical woman, right? We need to be in control. So, heading over to Phoenix on Thursday and I'm excited. I'm ready. I guess I'm ready. Friggin' trainer told me this morning I'm ready. I'm like, woohoo!
Done and done. Yeah, we get in, I think our flight leaves at like 9 a.m. on Thursday, so we'll get in like early afternoon on Thursday into Phoenix. I'm excited. I'm bringing a different kind of Christina to the stage in Phoenix.
Are you bringing a new suit?
It's a new suit. It's a new look. I'm very excited. So we're going to say it's a little spicy. Is how I'm going to put it. We've got Heather Dees that's going to join us at the second half of the show for a minute. I got a quick quote from her, but Heather Dees, she always wears a spicy suit. I always tell her that. It's like fire and like it's all these crazy like colors and it's hot and I'm like, I'm always trying to be like Heather Dees, so I've got a spicier suit this time around, so I'm excited to pull a different Christina on stage. So.
Yay, good. I'm glad. I can't wait to see.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm not looking forward to the heat in Phoenix, but I think I'll manage. I was gonna ask you, what did you do this weekend? I know you were telling me off the air that you had a fun story to tell.
well, I was supposed to go to Canada, and they ended up sending me my flight and everything, and I'm like, listen, I have to be back for some family business by Monday morning. Like, I have to. There's no other option. So like, we're sorry, like, we can't get you a flight out. And I'm like, okay, well, let me see if I can, you know, work around it or something. I'm like, but pretty much it's, I can't come, but let me see. And then they send me another email, like, to me and the other girls that work the race. And this was the last race, the last outdoor national for Canada. So it's a big ordeal. Everyone comes to it. And so all the hotels were booked. So they said, Diana, just so you know, you and the girls will be staying in a motorhome for the weekend. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't come.
Motorhome?
Motorhome. I'm like, if I wasn't prepping for a con, if I wasn't a week, 5 days away from leaving for a show, no problem. I will rough it. I don't give a shit. But seriously, I'm like, if I'm 5 days from a show, I need to have a gym near me. I need to have like civilization near me. Like, so I said, yeah, no.
Have you ever stayed in a motorhome for a booking before?
Hells no.
I was going to say, who does that?
No, I haven't.
Interesting.
I've worked out at a desert though where there was no hotels around, but they booked us a hotel like an hour away. So I worked all day and then we drove to the hotel, which was like an hour away.
I guess I'm assuming it'd be a nice motorhome, but I would be worried that I'd get there and it'd be like this ghetto ass, like, you know, neat type of a motorhome that you get, like a pop-up tent. You know, like those pop-up trailers, a camper that you got, like the sleepers that come up. They, like, you know, I don't say you blow them up, but it, like, pops up and you've got like two beds in there.
Yeah.
I'd be scared.
I know. I didn't even want to take a chance, so I didn't go.
A nice quiet weekend at home for Diana Dahlgren. No pop-up trailers for you.
I was talking to my friend and I'm telling him, dude, I have not worked once in August. Like, I've done photo shoots and stuff, but for me, working is like traveling and going and working an event, like doing like one of my spokesmodel gigs. And I haven't traveled once.
That's good.
You can except to
prepare.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's been really nice. I think the first week of August I did, because I was up at X Games in LA and then flew out of LAX. And so that was like the first few days of August. But besides that, I really haven't worked. And I'm like, everyone's like, what are you doing? Like, you got to pay your bills. And I'm like, well, thank God I have like enough saved up just to not work for August. So hopefully coming out of Phoenix, I can, if I get a top three position, I mean, we get a little bit of money that'll cover my, it'll hopefully pay for my costs that I spent in Dallas, because I spent $1,000 in Dallas for, you know, my tanning, my hair and makeup. Like, getting to Dallas basically cost me $1,000.
Okay.
And, you know, that's when you're on a budget. I mean, right now for me, I'm on a budget because I had so many health problems last year. I have a huge loan taken out to pay for all of them. And so it's like the interest is piling up every month that I don't pay it down. And so I'm like freaking out, because I'm like, I got bills to pay every month. So I'm like, man, I was so bummed that I got fourth place.
You're like, oh, so close to a couple dollars.
Okay. I know, I was so close to like at least $1,000. That would have paid for my trip. All I ask for, I don't care if I don't make money, because this is my hobby. I like to compete. Like, this is fun for me. I like getting dressed up and doing all this stuff, like hair and makeup, tan and all that. But at the end of the day, I still don't want to like be put in the hole because of competing. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. No, I think everybody totally agrees with that too. I mean, it's a very expensive hobby. The difference is it's not a hobby that you can kind of do what you want when you want. It's okay, so here's a show, and then you've got all of these expenses on top of it. It's not like you're working on a car or something where you can add a little bit here, a little bit there. Nope. Here's a big, huge hole in your pocket when one weekend, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, I'm not even counting food that I have to buy it leading into a show. Like, I'm eating, what, turkey and chicken breast, friggin'.
Well, that stuff's not cheap either.
Yeah, well, thank God I have Costco, but I like to switch. I use chicken breast most of the time, but I like to switch to extra lean turkey breast, like, the week of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't buy that at Costco. They don't carry the extra lean. They only carry the 93/7 lean.
Yep.
So I'm spending a crap load of money at the grocery store. I go in there and buy like 10 packs of extra lean turkey breasts. They're like, Jesus.
Oh, I know. The other day we went in and they were like, buy one, get one free. We're like, our entire cart was like turkey burgers, turkey breasts. Like turkey, ground turkey. Every time a kind of turkey you can think of, we just like loaded it up. And
yeah,
we got to the cashier, and he was ringing us up, and he's like, "Oh, you guys are grilling out." We're like, "Nope, this is just food for this week. We're not grilling out."
It's come on, dude, is he playing stupid with your boyfriend? Hello.
No, we're like, no.
I mean, too, you're so athletic. It's like, what do you mean?
And I'm like, no, this is
out.
It'll be gone this week.
Yeah, that'll be gone
next week. How long is this sale for? Because we're gonna have to come back. So.
I know, exactly. I eat a pack of turkey, 1 pound of turkey breast a day. It's like, I'll be back tonight or tomorrow or the next day. Like, I'll be back. You'll see me soon. You're going to know my face real well.
Exactly. I didn't really do anything this weekend. I certainly didn't stay in a motorhome or anything. I
know. You get to stay in a motorhome this weekend?
I did not actually stay in a motorhome this weekend.
Oh, that sucks.
It sucks for somebody, I guess. We got the motorcycle out, so we went for a ride with Mike's dad on Sunday because it was really nice outside. So that was fun. I did a lot of shopping on Friday. We went to an outlet mall, and I spent way too much than I
got down with your bad self.
Oh yeah, it was bad. We found like the most badass Nike outlet, and I was like, oh man, I'm in trouble. I got like jackets, and the thing is like for all the women listening, you know how it goes. If it's on sale, if it's like under $30, you're like losing money if you don't buy it, right? That's like how we.
Oh yeah, totally. If I see them like $15, I'm like, hell yeah.
Exactly. The things that were like $30 and 15% off of that, I was like, well, now I need this in every color because it's on sale and I'm not going to find this anywhere. So no, it was a good weekend. I know we're going to keep this first half of the show a little short, but I want to share something really quick. There's a friend of ours. This is like really sad story. The woman's okay though. Before I like get to the end of the story. There's a gal that's getting ready for North Americans, which is, I think, now, what, 2 weeks away, I think? I think North Americans is 2 weeks away. And she's getting ready for the show. She's doing figure, and she was jogging, right? So she's jogging. I'm pretty sure she had headphones in, not 100% sure. She's a really good friend of ours. And
you're about to scare me. Like, this is very anticipating.
It's nuts. You like my suspense? And then,
I know. And you're, like, scaring the shit out of me right now.
Okay, so she's running and totally got clipped by a car while she's jogging, and apparently she flew over the top of a car over this car, and by the grace of God she didn't break anything, but she needed to get staples like in her head. She had like a big like 5-inch gash on her on the back of her head. I guess whenever she hit the car or whatever, she was just like blacked out, right? And there was a teenage girl that was driving, and I guess they checked her phone and she wasn't texting or calling. But then I'm thinking, she could have freaking been surfing Facebook. They don't know that. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my God, yeah. If she had like an iPhone thing.
Yeah, if you've got an iPhone, you can be searching the internet for all they know. So I guess they checked everything. The girl is fine. Except, you know, she gets into the emergency rooms at the hospital, and it was the cutest part. I love this girl. She's fun, and she's very serious about competing. She's so serious about her diet. So, of course, like any dedicated competitor, whenever she's at the hospital, and they're trying to feed her, like, you know, Jell-O, which is not sugar-free, probably. They're trying to give her Jell-O and apple juice and, like, a turkey sandwich. And she's like, I can't eat this. I'm on my diet. And so, like, she had to have her boyfriend call Mike because Mike was training her and be like, listen, could you tell her she's not going to be able to do the show in 2 weeks? Like, she has this gash on her forehead or whatever. So Mike had to be like, listen, eat whatever you want. You just have to get through this. It's going to be okay. We're not going to worry about North Americans, you know. But she was, like, telling the nurse, like, I'm sorry, I'm on a very strict competitive diet and I'm not going to be able to eat this food.
Oh my God, is she still like that, or is she pulling out of the show?
No, she pulled out of the show. Mike was like, no, there's no way. He goes, I care too much about you and your, you know, well-being and the well-being of your family.
That's so good.
That, like, you can't do the show.
I like your boyfriend even better now. That's like,
yeah.
You respect a trainer when they realize that thing, because there are some trainers out there that are fucking crazy. They'll just be like, oh, well, if you want to keep going, then we're doing it.
Yeah, no, he was like, no, because her boyfriend was trying to tell, and her boyfriend competes too, and he's like, you know, listen, hon, you can't do this, blah, blah, blah. And she said, no, I have to compete. I got this far. And she's done a couple of shows throughout the year to place top five at national qualifying shows. So, you know, she's wanting to do this North Americans, and Mike was just like, no. He goes, eat whatever they're telling you to eat. Like, we'll get back on track maybe later in the year. Like, we'll take some time off, or maybe at the beginning of next year or something. So, needless to say, she's okay. But I don't know if she had headphones in or not, but like anytime I've been outside running, which isn't a lot, I used to run a lot outside. I do, you know, I'm going to do cardio, I'm going to do it inside on a treadmill now. But I never would wear headphones just because I was so worried that like someone was going to come behind me or honk their horn or something and I wasn't going to hear someone. But I just thought that was pretty crazy. So luckily she's okay. But that's like a horror story, being 2 weeks out and having something terrible like that happen.
Yeah, that is horrible. Thank God she's okay, and she can do another show besides the North Americans. There's plenty.
Yeah, exactly.
There's plenty of shows. I live up against a fire road. There's a fire road, and it goes up about a mile and a half. Well, they've been trying to do construction up there, like flatten out the lots, but it just, in the last 15 years of my parents living here, like the road is too steep to grade on, and it's too steep to lay any type of foundation. So it's great for my ass workout. You know, it's like, this is perfect. My cardio, I get to climb a mountain and I'm done and then that's it. So it's convenient for, you know, me and my girlfriends when we want to go. But these construction workers have been coming over and they, we've had some problems with them. They've harassed my mom a few times. It's like, I know, just my dad beat the shit out of the one of the guys because he called my mom some names. It was bad. But basically,
was he just being rude?
Like, yeah, he was being rude. And my mom was like, you're on my property. Like, we, my mom, she did nothing like wrong. You know, I'm sure she wasn't nice or sweet, but she just was like, get off my property. And he started going off on her. And my dad just, my dad's a very like protective of my mother, of course, like any great husband would be. So he just beat the shit out of him at a pizza parlor one night. We ran into him, unfortunately, but basically what I'm trying to get at,
like, I don't even know what to say now. I don't know what's better part of the story.
Oh, my dad's big. My dad is like, used to bodybuild. So he's like a big dude. And you don't want to screw with someone. I mean, look at your boyfriend. Like, would you let a guy screw with you knowing that you're with Mike? Hell no. Like, no one's going to screw with you. But anyways, back to the story. I'm hiking up the hill and people come up there from time to time, like workers and whatnot. And I have my headphones on full blast and I'm wearing, I never wear shorts to the gym. I never wear just a sports bra to the gym. Like, that's so, to me, when women come and walk and like that, they usually, I'm like, that's so gross. And so that's when I get to wear barely anything. Like, I'll wear a bikini if it's hot enough, because I live in Southern California, if I go out during the day. And so here I'm wearing my short shorts and my sports bra. And all of a sudden I like turned to do like, to hike up the hill backwards. And there's this guy in a car right up my ass, like 10 feet behind me. And I couldn't hear him because of my headphones.
Right.
And I'm free. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm up there all alone. And it's, you don't know what a guy can do when all alone, especially if the guy has been working up there. He probably knows all the drama that's going on. I like ran down the hill. I like booked it down the hill. And I told my mom and she's like, you can't be alone. Like,
No.
Because if they really want to get crazy, they'll just snatch you up because we've had all these legal problems with them. And, you know, then we'll really have some more problems. So I'm like, oh my God. But it, I mean, it startled me. I've never, like, usually in the morning time, if I go running out on the roads, like, I'll leave one headphone out. That way I can hear a car coming and, you know, be more precautious when there's public around. But it's like, if up on that hill, usually there's no one. But there was that morning. It scared the shit out of me.
I used to have like the industrial strength mace that you have to get from like the army surplus store or like the gun shops. Like, I would get the industrial pepper spray and I would carry that with me anytime I'd be out running, because I would be worried that, you know, someone would come up behind me or whatever. So yeah, you gotta just be prepared just in case shit goes down.
I know, dude. Shit's gonna go down here if they keep on trying to sneak up on me.
Right. They're not gonna know what they're sneaking up on
them next time. They're like, what the fuck?
No, carb. It's like, just watch it. Just watch it. I'm depleting today and I'm doing cardio. You don't want to mess with this.
Oh my God. And well, then I tell him. He goes, I'm sorry, you didn't mean to scare you. I'm like, go ahead. And he's like, oh, well, I really didn't mean to scare you. I'm like, go ahead. Like, I kept on saying, go ahead, and he wouldn't go ahead. And that's when I really got freaked out, and I just started running. I'm like, screw it.
Nice. Yeah. Well, protect yourself.
Exactly. Did you watch my interview with Palumbo after Europa?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, God. So he loves our show. Just the fact that we talk about sex so much.
Nice. Nice. Everyone, thank you for letting Dave Palumbo know that you love muscle girls, even if it's just for the sex talk.
Oh, well, I mean, as long as Dave likes it, that's perfect. But he said he's been listening to it every week, and he said the sex talk is just great.
More sex. Muscle girls.
So, Dave, next week our show will be something about sex. Don't you worry.
Yes, we'll keep you on the edge of your seats. We'll come up with some very creative sex topics. For everyone. I'll have everyone send me like an anonymous email or something with their sex tips and tricks, right? That's
what you do to keep a libido. During competing.
During competing, done and done. We'll get some contestants.
Awesome. Well, I know we've got like a huge lineup for everyone going into Phoenix because we'll wrap up this half of Muscle Girls. But the final list is up. I am looking at it right now.
Yep.
And can you believe it? 29 figure girls have signed up. So some of the big names that are in here, I'm just running through. We've got Heather Dees, who we'll hear from in just a few minutes. Just wanted to get an update from her. We've got Alicia Harris. We've got Candace Keene. There's Tammy Marie. There's, oh, goodness, Felicia Romero, Aaliyah Suarez. There's freaking 29 chickaroonies on the figure stage. So lots and lots of girls.
Yes. And if you're looking at the bikini list, switch over to the bikini list. That filled up quick, too. We were only at like 10 or 11 the whole week, the last few weeks, and now it's at 19.
Yeah. There's a good list of girls, though, I think. Some girls I haven't heard of before. I know that Tiffany Boyston, she just turned pro.
With you.
Yeah, at Junior Nationals. Roya Tarani just turned pro. We had her on Muscle Girls Inc. when she won the Atlantic States with India Paulino. So she'll be hitting the stage for the first time in her pro debut. So lots, good list going up. It'll be a fun show to watch. The men's list kind of came up pretty quick, too. Right now for the men, there's like 23 guys that are doing it. Some of the big names for them, there's Troy Alves, Mark Alvisi, Noel Masawi. He's actually the IFBB chair out in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be competing. Michael will be there.
Your man.
Ed Dunn, Hida Tata. So good big show to watch. You know, this is, besides Tijuana, the last chance for people to qualify. So it'd be a good show to watch. So for everyone that will be out in Phoenix, we will see you there. It's a couple days away now.
Yep, that's right. I'm so excited. And next week we'll recap the show and let us know how Muscle Girls did. We're doing another show together. I'm so excited.
I know. I'm super, super. We got to get some freaking pictures together this time. I realized we're together the whole weekend and we got no photos together.
I know.
No NCI photos. So.
Yeah, I went on your Facebook to look to see if there was, and I'm like, holy shit,
not a damn one. So we promise. We'll take some good booty shots, tits and trick shots.
Yeah. Tips and tricks. We'll like squeeze the titties together. We'll turn around, pop the booty out.
Now our listenership just went up like 50%.
Oh yeah, I know. I know that Dave liked that one too.
Yeah, Dave, that one. Well, that does it for this half of the show. Like I said earlier, we've got a quick quote coming from Heather Dees, and then a very special interview with Michaela Soto. As a lot of people know, she, after she did the St. Louis Pro, she actually got really sick and had a long stint in the hospital, and she is actually going to be hitting the stage in Phoenix. So,
competitor right there.
Yeah, that's freaking true dedication, because for everyone that kind of was keeping progress of her on RX, you know, she gained quite a bit of weight. She had some reactions. She was in the hospital for a long time, and wanted to kind of get the ins and outs of what she had to deal with getting ready for the show, because this is a pretty big deal. So we'll have an interview with her after the break, too. But until then, Diana, I will see your sexy self.
I will see you in a few days, girlfriend.
Cool. Sounds good.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. All right. We will, with Muscle Girls, we'll be right back.
Muscle Girls Inc., the next generation. Is pain during your workout slowing you down? Try Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Developed by Dr. Craig Banks, a chiropractor and the bodybuilder, Kodiak Chiropractic Cream is a topical formula that penetrates the skin and decreases inflammation and pain. Its unique blend of over 20 different natural anti-inflammatory ingredients has helped people across the country to work out with less pain. Kodiak is safe, effective, and it won't leave you smelling like a medicine cabinet either. A 4-ounce bottle is only $25 and lasts a long time, as a little goes a long way. To order your 2-month supply, call 330-678-8255. 888-253-2225 or go to KodiakCream.com. Get yours today and work out with less pain. KodiakCream.com. Hydralyze Ultra, the leader in cellular hydration water. Hydralyze Ultra water has been designed by shrinking and reshaping molecules to allow a faster and more sustained delivery into your cells. Our cellular water has gone through a magnetism and laser treatment process, along with adding electrolytes to our special ingredients. This allows all nutrients to be absorbed at a maximum cellular state. By using Hydralyze Ultra, all nutrients, supplements, and carbohydrates you consume will be absorbed at a greater rate. Lactic acid gets flushed faster, and you'll feel fully hydrated. Get the advantage that top athletes have achieved. Try Hydralyze Ultra today. Visit HydralyzeUltra.com. That's HydralyzeUltra.com.
Ladies, enhance your mood, energy, and burn fat with Redline Princess. A landmark university study using Redline Princess on human subjects proved Redline Princess increased fat burning by 75%. Redline Princess burns fat by increasing metabolic rate. On average, test subjects using Redline Princess experienced an incredible 11.5% higher metabolic rate. Redline Princess, university proven to burn fat. Get great tasting Redline Princess and start burning fat today.
Visit ExtremeFitNutrition.com, the newest and hottest supplement super site. We carry all the major brands, including Species, MHP, BPI, BSN, Optimum Nutrition, Gasparri, and many more. Low on cash? No problem. ExtremeFitNutrition.com offers competitive prices that our competitors can't beat. Now you can supplement your diet without having to supplement your bank account. Here's some of our specials. Buy $100 worth of Species products or metabolic nutrition and get a free t-shirt and bag. Buy $200 worth of BSN products and receive a BSN t-shirt and shaker bottle. Check out ExtremeFitNutrition.com for more great deals. Visit us at the 2011 Olympia Expo. Stop by booth number 322 and meet IFBB pros Bethany Wagner, Guy Cisternino, Tiana Gonzalez, and Gina Trociano. Remember, there's only one extreme. Visit ExtremeFitNutrition.com now. P28 High Protein Bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. Order today at highproteinbread.com. P28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now. Highproteinbread.com. P28 Bread. RX Muscle approved. Amp up your workout wardrobe with Physique Bodywear. Over 20 years of experience and over 300 styles to choose from and made in America. Visit PhysiqueBodywearUSA.com now and get fast shipping for all of your clothes. T-tops, tank tops, posing suits, muscle shirts, workout pants and shorts, and so much more. And don't worry about size. We've got all you hardcore freaks fully covered. Affordable prices, fast delivery with same day shipping. And if you order now, make sure to mention RXMuscle.com and save 10% off your first order. Call Physique Bodywear now at 845-473-4832 or order online at PhysiqueBodywearUSA.com. Physique Bodywear. We don't build champions, we dress them. Pro Bodybuilding and Pro Figure is coming to India. The 2011 Cheryl Classic, September 24th and 25th in Mumbai, India. Featuring Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler. Jay's only competitive bodybuilding show outside of the Mr. Olympia contest. Plus, all your favorite bodybuilders and figure athletes. Phil Heath, Branch Warren, Kai Green, Victor Martinez, Miss Figure Olympia Erin Stern, Nicole Wilkins, Cheryl Brown, Candace Keene, Courtney Brown, and so many more. Come be a part of history by attending the Cheryl Classic, the first pro show in Asia and the third biggest bodybuilding competition in the world with $150,000 in prize money. The 2011 Cheryl Classic, September 24th and 25th. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit CherylClassic.com. Come meet your favorite competitors at the Cheryl Classic Expo and after party. Don't miss out on your chance to be a part of history. The 2011 Cheryl Classic. Visit CherylClassic.com. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Welcome back to Muscle Girls Inc. This is the second half of our show. And before we get into our main interview, I wanted to get just a quick little snippet from a very special IFBB pro. I've got Heather Dees on the line with me right now. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you got it. Well, we're going to definitely have you on next week. So everyone listening, keep your eyes and your ears peeled. Heather, you're actually going to join us for a full interview next week. So I think this is just a sneak peek maybe for everybody before we have you on again. but wanted to say, you know, you looked great at Pittsburgh, at New York. You took second at both those shows. You took fourth at the Europa Super Show in Dallas, and you're now getting ready for Phoenix. So I kind of wanted to get a quick update from you on how you feel about going into Phoenix now.
Well, I feel really good about going into Phoenix. I feel like my head's more into the game. Dallas, I don't know, I felt like I was a little bit off and disappointed with my placing, even though fourth is awesome. But I think I could have came in a little bit better, a little bit tighter. So going into Phoenix, I feel like I've got my head back into the game, and I am so excited to show up just a little bit tighter this time.
I was going to ask you, so is that the main improvement that you kind of would like to make, is just to be a little more conditioned? Because, I mean, you're known for, I mean, you've got like a jacked back. You've got a big back. You've got great shoulders. Your shape is just incredible. So is the conditioning the part that you were a little concerned with this time?
Yeah, conditioning, and I actually had glued my suit a little too high, which kind of cut my waist short, and it made it look even wide, like kind of wide, which I realized I made an adjustment for the night show, and I got feedback from judges and other people about that, and I think it made a huge difference. I just wish I would have done it on Friday instead of just on Saturday.
I guess that's one thing. A lot of people don't maybe think about the cut of the suit and how far up you have it or how low you have it. You know, it can kind of make your torso look too long or too short, you think?
Yeah, for sure. It definitely played an effect on me, I think, for the Dallas.
Well, I love your suit. For anyone who hasn't seen Heather D's suit, it's hot. Are you wearing the same suit?
I think I'm going to be wearing the same one I wore for the Pittsburgh show. So it's that red one, so it will be one of the suits I've already worn this year, but still, I love it. It's really colorful.
I always, I've told you this backstage before. You have a very spicy suit, so
I like it.
Well, we will definitely continue an interview with you next week when we have the full length. I would say uncensored, but we'll see how deep we can go.
Awesome. Sounds good.
Thanks. So everybody keep listening. We will have Heather on next week. And Heather, very much good luck in Phoenix. I will see you there, but I definitely want to wish you good luck from everyone at RX and the Muscle Girls Inc. show.
Great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Now I am joined by a very special guest. I have another IFBB figure pro for the second half of the show. I've got IFBB pro Michaela Soto. Michaela, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I can't complain. I had told you off the air we are very lucky and very excited to have you join us. So we'll get into all the details about your life and you prepping a, I don't want to say a controversial prep, but maybe considering who's giving you the advice, you getting ready for Phoenix, because you're getting ready to hit the Phoenix Pro stage as well, which is just a couple days away. So how are
yeah,
you
I'm still getting ready? I'm sorry?
How are you getting ready? How are you feeling, rather, getting ready for Phoenix?
I'm doing really good. I'm feeling great. You know, doing my cardio in there, you know, getting my workout in between work and, you know, dialing it down with my food intake. And, you know, I'm feeling pretty good, you know. Where I came from, you know, a couple of months ago, I feel 110%. I'm ready to go.
Now, I know you had, and thanks to Gail Auerbach, she kind of kept everyone in the loop when you were kind of having your stay in the hospital. But for those who either don't know or kind of need to recap, you did the St. Louis Pro, And that was actually the first time I was at the St. Louis Pro. That was the first time I think I was able to see you compete. What happened after St. Louis? Because then all of a sudden we were getting updates you were in the hospital and this and that. So what exactly happened that kind of sent you into the hospital in the first place?
Well, right after the show, my birthday's in March, so I decided to go on a vacation. Okay. I went to South Beach, did the whole music fair thing over there, feeling great, you know. I just got out of a show. I was feeling great. I looked fantastic. On my way back, I started getting, like, this congestion in my chest. So I'm thinking maybe it was from the airplane and, you know, didn't pay much attention to it.
Yeah.
Started taking, like, DayQuil and NyQuil, and somehow it just, I couldn't breathe. So I'm thinking, gosh, you know, when you're in an airport, you know, those damn, you know, what do you call those air conditionings they have in an airplane? I'm thinking, gosh, I must have really had that on and fell asleep. Well, by the time I made it to my doctor's office, my bronchial tubes had shut down, and I was rushed right into the ICU part of the hospital. They were going to put a bronchial tube down my throat because my lungs were not working. Long enough, this whole thing happened. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what's going on? So it caused an asthma attack, and all because I had a pneumonia and I did not pay attention to it.
You had pneumonia and you didn't even know.
You think, you know, you look great, so hey, I guess I'm feeling great. So I didn't really stop to think like, hey, I can't breathe, only because my lungs are being filled with fluid, and I didn't pay attention to it. And that's what happens to a lot of us, where, you know, we're looking good, we're feeling great, but sometimes we don't notice some of the little details, and then we let it, you know, I got silly and started doing DayQuil, thinking that I can take care of it myself, and ended up in a hospital 14 days in the intensive care.
Now, I know you kept everyone updated with photos, too, and I know as a competitor, your weight is very important to you. You know, you look shredded on stage, you're known for, you know, your shape, or you're known for conditioning, or whatever it is, whatever, you know, division you compete in. As a woman, you know, your body is your temple, almost. Like, that's what your profession is, your body. So what happened to your physique whenever you were going through all of this?
Well, in the hospital, they pumped me with so much medication to keep me breathing that I ended up gaining excessive weight. And most of it wasn't just like a water weight, like most people would think, oh, it's just IV fluid. They had me on so much cortisol and so much other medication that it's to keep my heart rate going. My blood pressure was up to 200. I was having these mini cardiac arrests while I was sleeping. So I was under a cocktail of excessive medication, to where one of the nights I gained 19.5 pounds within 12 hours.
Oh my goodness.
A total of 80 pounds. Yeah, I gained 80 pounds. Hello?
Yeah, that's incredible. Now, was it hard for you to breathe? I mean, because not only, you know, do you have some type of pneumonia and it's pressure on your lungs and fluid on your lungs, but was the excess weight kind of difficult breathing as well?
I had to have treatments. I had them come in and give me treatments every hour. What was happening is, due to the fact that my bronchial tubes shut down, the treatments weren't working. So I was on constant breathing treatments. And then with all the heavy weight, I started getting blood clots all over my legs because I was in a wheelchair. I wasn't able to move. So I was getting these shots straight into my stomach, where it would leave me bruised, and it was very painful, you know.
That was my next question. What was the pain like through all of this?
It was impossible to blame. It was impossible to use my fingers to type. After a while, I stopped typing. It got to the point where I wasn't allowed to have any more company. It got pretty intense in there. I was having the nurses in and out, and it was extreme pain. And just to see my body just with the 80 pounds within... I literally gained 80 pounds within 2 weeks, and it was painful. It hurt everywhere. I couldn't move. I couldn't use the bathroom by myself. I was in a wheelchair, and then it hurt. It hurt my feelings. It hurt me, and it hurt, you know, the pain was terrible also. But overall, I was in a lot of pain physically and mentally, you know, and just to see what I was going through, what my family was going through, it was tough.
Now, when you're going through all of this, what was going through your mind in regards to your competitive career? You know, you're a figure pro. You know, this is what you do, and you train clients, and you have a successful business. And what was going through your head about, you know, what would happen to you now as a competitor?
I just wanted to come out of the hospital alive. I almost died twice, so I just wanted to come out alive. It's all I kept saying. I was dying a little bit every day due to the weight and the blood pressure, and I was dying a little bit every day, and I just wanted to come out of the hospital. And I kept saying to myself, when I come out, I'm going to be bigger and better. I'm going to do so much better with what I was doing. I'm going to look better than I did the last time. And in my mind, I kept saying, you know, it's a competition, but it's a competition with myself. So I'm going to get in stage and look better than I did the last time. I just want to get out of here. I want to get out of here alive, and just want to keep going on with my life.
That is truly, like, I want to say a success story, but that, I don't even think that's, I think that's like an understatement to say that it's a success. So what was it like whenever you were finally able to go home, you kind of got settled, you started feeling better? What were the doctors telling you you should or shouldn't do in regards to the gym? Because I know for anyone that's even had surgery or even had, I don't know, a freaking common cold, they tell you to stay away from the gym, don't lift heavy weights after so long. So what were the doctors telling you, and what was your response to that?
I had to see the doctor every other week due to my lungs only working at 65%, you know, getting these treatments. I was still on heavy medication. So one of the long-terms, one of the medication is deteriorating joints, which it's a long-term effect. And they would, you know, wish that I would not. And they said it many, many times, do not load any weight. You know, stay away from your weights, you know, maybe resisting bands. You can't train right now. You can break your bones. You can dislocate something because everything is deteriorated. I mean, I was in a wheelchair for a little bit, but I pushed all that aside. I'm like, yeah, okay, you know, and even though I went to the gym, you know, within reason, of course, I just kept pushing. I wasn't going to let the doctors and the physical therapist tell me I couldn't do it because I know I could. I know I can do it within reason. I just kept, you know, started with a 3-pounders and 5-pounders and, you know, 10, and I just kept going up and up and up. And it got to the point where I, you know, went back to the doctors, and I still didn't tell them I was competing because they would probably put me back in. If it was up to them, they would have me in the house for 2 weeks due to the high humidity that's going on in Chicago. But I wasn't going to let that stop me.
Nobody.
No. I mean, I have family members saying you're crazy. You know, it's always next year, and I'm like, forget next year. I'm ready now. I can do this. And one of the reasons I really wanted to do this, and you know, truly, I just, you know, I wanted people to see my journey, because there's so many people that get hurt and accidents, and they kind of just sit back and let that take over them. And, you know, it's more of like a journey. If you really want something, you really got to push. You got to put in 110% and just keep moving. You know, if within reason, if you're feeling okay, just keep pushing. Don't let anyone stop you. If it's your goal, just go for it.
Yeah, you know? I agree with you 100%. I mean, that's the definition of perseverance, you know, is really pushing through. And that's the definition of true strength, you know, getting through when all the odds are against you. My next question, so now, you know, obviously you are much better to where you're able to compete. So what I don't want to know if there are really any changes that you've made. Most of the time when we talk to someone on Muscle Girls, we like to ask, you know, what improvements have you made since the last show? But I guess I want to know, what improvements do you think you have made since the last show, considering that, you know, you kind of had the big stint in the middle where you had to take some time off. So What's the Michaela that we're going to see now compared to what we saw in St. Louis, I guess, is a better answer, a better question.
I was told that my legs were a little too muscular back when I was on stage the last time. So with me, you know, being in a wheelchair for a little while, I ended up getting atrophy, where you lose a lot of the muscle deterioration on your legs. But I may look a little leaner. You know, leaner, shredded, proportioned. You know, the difference would be that I'm just, you know, maybe just a tad leaner than I was the last time I was on stage. At least, my opinion.
That's great. So what I always like to find out is, you know, what even got you into this competing and all of the fitness industry in the first place? I mean, I know that you're a coach and you're a trainer and all of that, but were you always athletic, or was this something that you kind of just fell into?
We have a very unhealthy background with my family, diabetic, high blood pressure, hypertension, heart attack, cancer. All my family members are about, 200 pounders and up. And just to see my mom going through all the, all the pains with the diabetic needles and the, hypertension. My brother, who's younger than I am, he's got diabetic, diabetes and high blood pressure. And they're just so overweight and, poor diet and just, not a healthy living in any way. And after I had my kids, I just did not want to follow that trail. I wanted to show them a healthier living, that you don't have to live that way. There's ways that you can take care of yourself where you don't have to do the traditional, or if grandma had diabetes, I guess I'll have diabetes too. We don't want that. So after I had my kids, I started in the woods trying to learn more about diet and exercise, and I, really liked it. So, got certified, tried to help my mother out, my family, and decided that I wanted to, go out there and help others, and that's where I'm at now. And I was always training so hard, and I have a good friend of mine who's a bodybuilder, Bill Wilmore, who was like, with a body like that, you should really try to just put it on stage. And it was kind of like a joke. He goes, you can't look like that and just do nothing with it, so, get it up there. And, and I just kind of, changed my diet and got on stage and, and made it national and then qualified and, made it to pro. So I'm really happy. And it all started because just the way that my mother and my brother were living, I just didn't want to pass that on to my kids. I just wanted to teach them that there's a healthier way of living.
Absolutely. You definitely have to stop the cycle. That's what I always, with a lot of, whether it's a disease or mental issues or bad habits or whatever it is, someone's got to be there to kind of stop the cycle from going on. So that's definitely awesome you were able to do that. Now, I know you not only are a trainer, but you also have your own studio up here in the Chicago area, right?
I sure do.
So what kind
of, I'm sorry, go ahead.
What kind of training do you do there? What kind of got you started in opening up your own business?
I own a personal training studio, a one-on-one, and also on the other side, we have group classes. I used to work at a gym out here, and it got to the point where I was getting pretty good business, and I saved up all my money, and I wanted to go into business for myself. It was kind of difficult working, for someone and telling them that I was leaving because I had a competition, so it was best for me to save up my pennies and kind of open up my studio. So at this time, I have two shifts, morning and night, and I have clients during the day. I have a quick little lunch break and clients at night. And then at nighttime, we have classes 6 days a week, anywhere from boot camp to Zumba, you can imagine we have a body sculpt, core, everything.
Now, what's it like whenever you yourself are training and prepping for a competition, and then you're also trying to help train and prep other people, whether it's either to lose weight or get in shape or something? So what's the balance like with your own life versus your training life?
It's a bit hard when I'm getting ready for a show because I'm working the double shift, so I am doing my workout and my cardio on my lunch break. But I think that with the way that I'm doing it, it kind of shows to my clients and again, other people out there that, there will never be time. You have to make the time. So if I'm working a double shift, I guess I'll have to do my cardio and my training at lunchtime, or I guess I have to do another cardio when I get out of work. Most people think that there's just going to be time that they're going to be able to do all this, and there just isn't enough time. You just have to make the time. So it's a little bit difficult, but when you really want something, you make it work.
I 100% agree with you. Couldn't have said it better myself. You got to make the time. You got to do it.
Yeah, I have a lot of clients that are like, I get out of work, I don't have time. Like, no, you just have to make the time.
That's all. Time's there. You just have to make it. It's not going to fall in your lap. If it's something you really, really want, you have to really go for it.
Absolutely. You know, there was someone that that Michael was training for a show, and you know, he told her that she had to do. We're both kind of helping her, so you know, we told her she was going to have to do upper cardio from 40 minutes to 60 minutes in the morning. And she said, "Well, I don't have time to do that." Like, well, you chose this. You got to make time. Either you're going to do it or you're not. So I totally agree with you that a lot of times it's you have to make the time to do it, or else you're going to have to pick a different hobby.
Yeah, even if you're tired. I mean, if you have to stay on there, you know, 30, 40 minutes longer, then you get up 30, 40 minutes earlier. You know, it's just one of those things that, you know, you just got to, you know, if it's something you want, if it's one of your priorities, you know, you're determined to get it done, get it done.
100% agree. Well, I'd like to wrap up all of the interviews with three kind of fun questions. My first question that we love to ask everyone on Muscle Girls, Inc. is when you're at the gym, or in your case, when you're at work, or whenever you're doing your own training, what kind of music do you like to listen to? We have heard every freaking variety under the sun. So,
I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker. I really like my rock songs. Yeah.
Do you do classic rock, or it's a little more heavy metal, contemporary?
You know, the new stuff now, Avenged Sevenfold, you know, things like that. Powerful stuff here. Avenged Sevenfold, you know, Linkin Park, things like that.
I like it. We've
yeah. I'm a little rocker.
No, that's good. Honestly, a lot more of the gals, I think, are mentioning rock. I believe it or not, Aunt Tony likes to listen to heavy metal, like screaming heavy metal. I would have never thought that she, of all people, would have enjoyed
this. Oh, wow. Cool. Yeah. Yeah, I like it all. You know, anything in the rec category, but, you know, more of the newer stuff that we have now, Sick Puppy, things like that, 6 a.m., you know, Saliva, those type of bands, you know.
Super yeah. Cool. Well, my other question is kind of a two-part question. The first part is, during your diet and during your prep, when you are allowed a cheat meal, what do you usually go for? Not a post-contest meal. That's the second half of the question. But what's the meal of choice when you can cheat?
Oh, do I get to pick one or two?
I'll go with two.
Yeah. Well, I'm big on my raisinettes. That's my kryptonite. You can put a bag of raisinettes in front of me and I'll eat it. Really, I love raisinettes. I don't know why. I love them so much. But Hooters, I live for their wings. They're amazing.
Wow.
Hooters and a pina colada. That's like my little cheat meal. Someone says I can have a cheat meal right now, I'll run to Hooters, have a pina colada, and some Hooter wings. My favorite.
And then top it off with some raisinettes.
Yes, that's my dessert. I bring my own box in. Seriously, I'm not even kidding.
Oh, I like it. When I see you in Phoenix, I'm going to bring you a box of raisinettes. I promise.
Thank you. I love them. I mean, I carry them everywhere. So, I mean, it's my kryptonite.
I like it. So then what is your meal of choice whenever it's post-contest? So let's just say you just got off stage at Phoenix. You rocked the stage. You worked your ass off to get there. What meal do you want right after you compete?
You know, being Hispanic and all, I just like myself some nice beef. You know, get out, get some beef, some rice, and some beans, you know, just some nice, you know, try to find either a Mexican restaurant or a Latin restaurant and get, you know, some rice and beans and some, like, nice steak, you know, that, you know, I crave it, you know, nice, greasy, big steak.
That's what we always do. See, now I have to ask you, see, I'm half Puerto Rican, so I love my, like, arroz con pollo, so...
Yes, you know what I'm talking about.
Take a little bit of that.
Some plantains, girl, you know what I'm talking about.
This isn't right. This isn't right now that we're a few days out from a show. Cause I'll be
I'm hungry now, thanks.
Now I'm hungry. Now I got to go.
I got 2 days. Now I'm thinking about, you know, plantains, rice and beans.
And some raisins. I love it.
I love
peanuts. My last question is from where you came from. You've had, you know, I don't want to say an obstacle. I don't want to look at what you've been through as an obstacle. It was a challenge for sure, but definitely probably made you a stronger person now that you'll be getting on stage as Phoenix. So for anyone else out there, any other woman who's dealt with some type of hardship, whether it's going through a divorce or going through a big life transition or surgery or something, and they still want to compete. What advice do you give someone who's kind of going through something tough, but they still want to hit the stage in the end?
You know, my advice is, you know, live and love life, push through whatever obstacle you have in your way, because only you can be the one to push yourself. You know, you have support system out there, but if you really want to do something, just push through it, and in the long run, you'll be proud. No matter where you land, you're going to be proud that you pushed, and you'll never have to sit back and say, you know what, what if I would have done this? Just do it. Push, go for it, and, you know, you'll be so much happier that you did.
Could have said it better myself. Perfect. Well, Michaela, we will definitely be watching you in Phoenix. I will be there as well with you backstage, but we'll definitely be there. And obviously the entire RX community and the whole RX crew and all the RX girls have all been pulling for you when you were in the hospital and everything. So we are all cheering for you and rooting for you and expecting, it doesn't matter even at this point what your placing is. Hell, the fact that you're even stepping on stage to me is a win, and is more than I think a lot of women can say. So big good luck to you for Phoenix, although I don't think you'll need it, but we'll give you a good luck anyway.
Thank you so much. Thank you for everything. I really appreciate all you guys' support and everything you guys have done for me. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much for coming on, Michaela. And this does it for this episode of Muscle Girls, Inc. We'll definitely be back next week. We'll be recapping the Phoenix Pro. So everybody keep your eyes peeled for all of the RX gals and everyone we've talked to getting ready for Phoenix. So for Muscle Girls, Inc., until next time, we will see you next week.
Muscle Girls, Inc. is a presentation of RxMuscle.com.